Module 7, Paper-Based Systems. The system of storing and maintaining records will determine how the records are arranged and grouped, and how files are built. Paper-based systems are traditional systems that have been used to maintain records before electronic or hybrid records were created. Arranging and grouping. When arranging paper records, the groupings can be taken down to the sublevels, or the sublevels can be arranged together based on ease of management and retrieval. Typical arrangements include subject, chronological, numerical. When records are arranged by subject, alphabetical groupings are typically used. There are two standard methods for alphabetical arrangements. Dictionary style. There are file folders for each subject arranged alphabetically. Encyclopedic style. Each folder is alphabetized behind the headings based on subgroups. Some files are arranged chronologically based on the date of creation. These can be difficult to retrieve. Numerical files have two different styles. Serial method. Used when records are given numbers on the day they are created. It is useful for invoices and purchase orders. Digit method. The numbers are identifiers such as patient numbers. This method can be effective for large quantities of files. Alphanumeric files use alphabetic or numerical codes to replace subjects, but require an index to understand the code. An example is the diagram tool in Module 6. Building files. When individual files are created, the needs of the user must be considered. The individual file requirements must consider the following topics: the size of the files, what items need to remain together, methods of grouping the files, how the files will be retrieved. Different subjects or groupings may be filed together if they are small, while larger files may need continuations. It all depends on the documentation that is necessary. For example, a client file may be labeled by name and contain all the pertinent information about individuals, including purchase history. Other companies may organize a client file in groups. One popular method of file building is implementing a color coding system to help identify the groups in which different files belong. Elementary and intermediate. The intermediate levels of information can be represented in the file folder by creating subdivisions in the file folder. Files are limited because of space, so items classified might not have physical subdivisions of their own. Elementary processes are the basic actions created by processes of the series, such as certifications or signed applications. Elementary processes are not typically designated as part of the routine process. Only the most critical elementary actions are included in file modeling. It is important to determine if any elementary actions are governed by external legal factors. If they are part of the routine process, the action must be clear. Metadata. Metadata is usually associated with electronic records, but is still relevant to paper records. Its function is to explain the context of different records, such as receipts. An index of files would be an example of metadata, as would a classification scheme. There are software systems that serve to store metadata that relates to both paper and electronic records. There are three different methods of metadata methods. Description. Defines information discovery such as a bibliography. Structure. Explains the format of the information and the file method. Administrative. Outlines how the files are developed and how they are managed. A database of metadata will make it accessible to everyone and should be held at the highest levels of the organization. Case study. Simon hired Serena to update the filing system in his small company. When Serena first arrived, she noticed that the files were arranged in different ways by different employees. This arrangement made finding specific documents difficult to retrieve. She began implementing an arrangement and grouping standard for the entire office. She told Simon that the best option would be the digit, but Simon wanted files alphabetized because he did not want to have to look up the meanings of the numbers.